Next patient is Edward Coleman. That's C-O-L-E-M-A-N, Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D. Edward Coleman. Today's date, 5/16/24. Date of visit is 9/8/64. Next paragraph. Please make a copy of this for Teresa Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Hernandez, Teresa. T-E-R-E-S-A. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Edward Coleman for all my evaluation. Next, hist present illness. This is a 59-year-old male who has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity for the past year. He has had cardiac workup done, and apparently this has been unremarkable. And he also has been treated with an inhaled bronchodilator as well as an inhaled steroid with no significant benefit. The patient also complains of hay fever, nasal allergies, and post-nasal drip, and occasional episodes of wheezing, but denies significant cough, sputum production, or chest pains. He does have back pain. Due to radiculopathy. Patient states when he bends down, he cannot catch his breath and has to sit for a little while to get back his breath. He has no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. His past history has included history for kidney stones. And he also had a cardiac catheterization done, but no stenting done. He has hypertension since more than 5 years and has borderline diabetes. He had prostatic enlargement and had a TURP done, and he also had a Euro sling placed. The patient is slightly overweight, but state he has no sleep apnea. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next. I'm sorry, penicillin, IVP dye, oxycodone, morphine derivatives, and naloxone. Next paragraph, habits of patient smoked. I'm sorry, the patient denies history of smoking. He drinks beer regularly. Works as a landscaper. Next, family history. Both parents alive, and father has COPD. Mother has had a CVA. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, system review. The patient had no weight loss, fatigue or fever, no double vision, cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, no urinary burning but has frequency, and some bladder pains and spasm. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. No abdominal pains but has heartburn. And then has black stools. He has no chest pain or arm pain, no palpitations. Then has depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. And he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and numbness in his extremities. Next, medalist, Pepcid 40 milligrams daily. Meloxicam 15 milligrams daily, valsartan 160 milligrams a day. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. And Flonase nasal spray. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, system review. I'm done with the system review. Next paragraph, physical exam. Oh, can you please add, system review includes shortness of breath and gastroesophageal reflux and enlarged glands. And also include headaches and numbness of the extremities and itching of the skin. Next paragraph, physical exam. This middle-aged well-built white male is alert, no acute distress, no clubbing or peripheral edema, no cyanosis, and no lymphadenopathy. Skin turgor was good, blood pressure 130/70, pulse 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.8, weight is 235, saturation 98. H-E-N-D, non-phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds at the periphery with no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the atoms are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea, etiology to be determined. Number 2 is rule out pulmonary embolism. Number 3 is reactive airways disease. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is diabetes mellitus. Number 5 is borderline diabetes, and number 6 is degenerative arthritis, and next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CTA of the chest to rule out pulmonary emboli. You'll also get a CBC IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. advised to get a cardiac stress test completed and a copy of his recent echocardiogram will be requested and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. He will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN. I also suggested to him to lose weight and go on a regular exercise program. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, M.D. H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, M.D. Thank you.